Hi, everybody. Welcome to Antoinette's podcast on this glorious St. Patrick's Day of 2021. I just thought I would take the time today and do a podcast to talk to all my friends and people who are out in this world and just living life. The day will go down in history because today is the day that President Joe Biden came through with his promise to the citizens of the United States that he would deposit a stimulus check to everyone and family, anyone with children, would get $1,400 per child, $2,800 per couple. And it's just crazy that I'm sitting here, you know, I'm an HR manager at a store, and I literally see people just blowing the money, like, on dumb shit, you know? And I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, I get they want to stimulate the economy, they want to help people, and they want to do something that will make people like him and feel like, yeah, he's done something for his country, but I also have a job, so I'm not one of them people who are just sitting around waiting for the government to help me, you know, get a stimulus check and go and put it right back into the hands of corporate America, because all of these people are shopping and they're not paying bills. They're not, you know, using the money wisely. It's like, and they don't have to. So let's just get that straight. You know, this is my opinion. This is nothing, no facts behind it. Straight opinion of mine that, you know, these people are out there spending this money, blowing it like crazy. You know, they're thousandaires for a day. And then tomorrow, it's all going to be gone. And then what? What's next? They're going to be broke again. But they're going to have some nice things. They're going to have a nice big TV. They're going to have some nice clothes. Maybe some cute shoes. Maybe have a nice meal at a nice restaurant they don't normally get to go to. Maybe doing something nice for a family member they never got to do because they didn't have the money. And now they have a little bit of spending cash and they want to share it. But to me, it's confusing because I feel like, you know, if I get that money, we're going to save it. We're not going to spend it right now. You know, we're going to save it for whatever. But I just feel like, you know, all of these people that are getting it don't see that they should save it for a rainy day. We don't know if this pandemic's going to get worse with the different variants of COVID-19 that we're starting to see more of. We don't know if these vaccines are going to be safe for us or if they're going to kill us off, like depopulation. Like, that crosses my mind when I think of all of these companies coming out with these vaccines, and we're kind of like the guinea pig. We're being poked and seeing, you know, for them to see, you know, is this going to work? This came out pretty fast. You know, it's like, is this really going to help with the COVID cases and getting us back to a normal society that doesn't need to be worrying about, you know, the coronavirus anymore? I don't believe it's going to go away. I don't believe that the vaccine's going to help all people. I think there's some people that are afraid to take the vaccine, which I will tell you firsthand, I am afraid to get that shot. I've seen way too many cases online where they're like, oh, this mother who's healthy, you know, and she never had medical issues. Mother in Ohio dies from taking the COVID vaccine. She had got a bad dose of it, you know, and her father graciously said that, you know, the passing of his daughter was you know, something that, you know, happened that obviously nobody wanted, but she was the one in a million, you know, that had that reaction to it. Do I want to be that one in a million? Do I want to be that statistic? No. Do I want to take the vaccine? No. Do I want to get shot twice with the vaccine? You know, no. I don't know if that's the same vaccine they're really giving me the second time. I don't know if it's a second dose of something else they're going to try on me. Oh, hey, let's see how this works. We're guinea pigs. They are poking us, putting something in our body that we know nothing of. Which, if you think about it, what's the alternative? COVID, right? You don't get the vaccine, could get COVID. So, of course, we're all scared, so we're going to take the vaccine. Like, to me, it's just like, I feel pressured to take it. And I really just feel like we're all being, you know, treated as guinea pigs here. And I feel like, obviously, yes, the government doesn't know what's going on. But I will tell you, I personally think, and this is my opinion, again, not a fact, because I know all these people get butt hurt if you put something out there and they're like, well, where's the facts behind it? Well, this is not a fact. This is my opinion. And my opinion is the coronavirus is a man-made virus. I don't know who made it, but I believe that it was man-made. I believe that it was made in some science lab. And I believe it was to destroy a huge population of people. And I don't know if it was a terrorist attack from another country to ours or to the whole world. But I really feel like this was a man-made virus that somebody put out there into the world to some mad scientists of some sort to see if their scientific, you know, knowledge and danger, you know, terrorism worked. And it did. Killed millions of people. Still is. We still got the virus. So to me, I feel like all of this plays somehow, it's all put together. The virus, the vaccine, the stimulus. It's just like all of these things, yes, are happening. I believe because somebody who had something to prove to the world that I can create something dark and evil and hurt a bunch of people, kind of like in the movies, they create viruses. I believe someone really did that. Some kind of mad scientist. But anyway, that's just my opinion. But back to the stimulus. I feel like the stimulus check is to make people happy for a minute, and then tomorrow they're going to be hurting because guess what? I spent it all. Now it's gone. Now I have nothing to look forward to, government. Now what are you going to do for me? Now what are you going to give me? Because I no longer have that money. And guess what? I didn't pay my rent for 2 months with it. I didn't pay any bills. I didn't put gas in my car. I went and blew the damn money. And I don't have a job. But I'm going to sit here and cry to the government that I need help. I need more money. What can you give me? And that I don't like, because I am a hard worker. Heck, my 16-year-old son works. He's got a job. The kid goes to work, you know, 3 or 4 times a week and saves his money, you know, and I see him being more responsible than some adults that I know. And to me, yes, I'm a proud parent, but at the same time, it's kind of like, well, that's life. Like, you need to be responsible. You need to get a job and take care of your family or take care of yourself. At least stay off the government for help. I've known far too many people that would just take advantage of the help. And I'll give you an example. I had a friend. Okay, mind you, I will say past tense, had a friend. She's no longer my friend. I haven't been friends with her in years. But for all the years that I was friends with her before I got disgusted and just said, I can't be friends with this person anymore for this reason. And I'll go into that later. But I could not no longer be this person's friend because every Tuesday was her family shopping day. She didn't have a job. Her man didn't have a job. But they had these three kids. And every Tuesday was shopping day for them. They didn't pay rent. They didn't pay for groceries. They didn't pay for anything. They had so much government help from our local government. I have no idea. But they knew the tricks and, you know, all the little sneaky back-end ways to get local government to help them out to where they weren't paying nothing monthly. They got help with their electric bill, their water bill, their rent was like $9 a month. You know, they're getting food money. They were getting thousands of dollars worth of food money for all their family. Having barbecues every fucking weekend. Well, I'm at work every weekend, and these people are enjoying their lives, making memories with their families, and I might sound a little salty about it, but yes, you know what? I am a little bit, because I'm going to work every day, and to me, it's almost like, why? I could be living like them, not working, but I have ambition, and I have goals, and I have a family that I don't want my kids to grow up and see that kind of parent at home saying my mom sat on the couch all day and did nothing, didn't pay any bills, and you know what? She didn't teach me anything, you know, as far as responsibility and how to be an independent adult. So to me, I would rather have it this way. Yes, it was upsetting to see that every week, Tuesday family shopping day, and they all got brand new shoes and this and that. You know, it is kind of annoying because, you know, you're working your ass off. And I'm not shopping with my family every Tuesday. I'm not out, you know, blowing money and, you know, doing those things because I had bills to pay. I had a house payment. I had a car payment. I had, you know, responsibilities. And if you think about it, all we're doing is crippling these people. And yes, it's great what the government's doing, giving out the stimulus check, it's great for a minute. But how are we truly helping our people if we cripple them by thinking this is going to keep happening? We're just going to keep giving you free money and they're not doing better. They're not doing anything with it. Nothing that's going to make their situation better anyway. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I guarantee there's people out there that are doing right and saying, you know what? I needed this money and I'm going to use it for what I needed it for. You know, this is a great help. And like I said, I'm sure there are people that, you know, are utilizing it correctly. But on the other hand, there's a lot of people that are not. And those are the people I saw out today just going crazy shopping and, you know, hey, enjoy it. But just remember, it's not going to last and you got to do better. Get a job and you'd get a paycheck like that every 2 weeks, you know, every week, some places, you know, it would feel great to get that money. If you had a job, you would get that money. So I think that's the message we should be sending, not the message that we're going to bail you out because of all the excuses you're putting up. I've gone to work, you know, almost the entire duration of this pandemic. And I can tell you what, there's people that haven't, that at my work, they just stopped coming back in, you know, March when all this happened last year, and they haven't been to work since, but they are living it up. They are living it up. They're still out, but yet they can't come to work because they're afraid of COVID, but yet they're out and about living life. To me, it's like, get your priorities straight and do better. And I guess that's what my message is today, is just to do better and to not rely on the government so much and try to raise some really independent, smart adults. Because someday your kids are going to grow up and they're going to remember this day that, hey, remember when the government gave us that check? But guess what? We didn't have food the next day. Or we didn't have food the next week. So just remember who's watching, while you guys are out enjoying this day, blowing your stimulus checks and not really doing anything that maybe you could have done. So that's my message today. Hit me up. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of flack back for this because people don't want to hear the truth. But guess what? It's my podcast and I can say whatever I want. And what I want is better for you and for me and for our country. So I hope you all have a great night and I hope you enjoyed my podcast. And I'll talk to you guys later.